Waves, twinges, and bursts, words we use to describe emotions. Over the years, I've written several posts about emotions, such as one on describing emotion with metaphors of height, and one on idioms and phrasal verbs to express happiness. Today's post looks at something a little different, the nouns we use when we want to talk about the way we experience emotions. When an emotion comes suddenly and strongly, in a way that feels rather overwhelming, we might describe it as a wave. For example, when he learned of her death, he felt a wave of sorrow. A surge or a rush of emotion is also sudden and forceful. These words often describe positive emotions such as excitement or optimism. For example, in a surge of enthusiasm, I signed up for a marathon. With a rush of joy, I realised the flowers were for me. A burst of emotion is strong and sudden, but usually over quickly. Flash is similar and is used mostly with emotions of anger. We also talk about people doing things in a fit of anger or rage. For example, at the top of the mountain, I felt a burst of joy. He slammed his fist on the table in a flash of anger. She smashed her laptop in a fit of rage. A stab of an unpleasant emotion, such as jealousy or fear, is a sudden short feeling, the emotional equivalent of being cut with a knife. For example, when she saw them together, she felt a stab of jealousy. Of course, not all emotions are particularly strong. For example, if you feel a flicker of an emotion, you feel it for a very short time. The word twinge is similar and is usually used for an unpleasant emotion such as embarrassment, jealousy, or disgust. Finally, a glimmer of hope is a weak but positive feeling. For example, at the sight of the dirt, she felt a flicker of disgust. Her words caused me a twinge of embarrassment. For the first time in weeks, I felt a glimmer of hope that the project might succeed. I'll finish with some words for longer-lasting emotions. We often use words such as haze, fog, or cloud with emotions of sadness, and glow with happy emotions. For example, he moved through life in a haze of grief. My dog helped to pull me out of my fog of depression. She was living under a cloud of resentment. The sight of her children filled her with a glow of happiness. You probably learnt words for emotions quite early on in your studies, but if you can use some supporting words like the ones in this post, it will help to make your English sound more impressive